Bet you could have used one on the farm.
Oh yeah, it had that much power, it'd been wonderful.
Okay, speaking of the farm work, let's see, tractor, did you always have, you used the mules at first, when did the first tractor come on the play?
I believe about 1927, we bought an old Fortune tractor from a feller at Calhoun, and we used it for 4 or 5 years, and 3 or 4 years maybe, and then we bought a tractor, homemade tractor out of an old 1928 model Chevrolet motor, and we used it several years, 8 or 10 years on that one. It's made out of a rear end of a big truck and a little Chevrolet motor, and it was really good.
Okay, what difference did that make in your farming?
Well, it enabled us to put in more crop land because we could get it planted earlier. The biggest problem back then with mules would be by the time you get your land prepared and planted, you'd start that as early as you could in the spring, and then when you plant up till it got too late to plant, and then you had to quit. Sometimes you wouldn't get all the crop in that you intended to. But with the tractor, it enabled us to prepare more land for planting quicker.
Okay. All right. When you would plow with the tractor, or even when you were using the mules, wouldn't those plows eventually get dull?
Yes. Well, we would. We had 2 blacksmith shops. One of them only about 2.5 miles from home, Kerrville, and. Some of the plows that we couldn't use the emery wheel on to sharpen, we'd carry them to the blacksmith and let them heat them and beat the point out. Because the emery wheel would take off so much of the metal that the plow would last as long when you emery it down as it does when you beat it out with a forge, a hot forge to beat it out. So then. For axes and things like that, we had a big, what you call an emery rock, a grindstone, and you turned it with a panel and sharpened the axes and cutting material like your briar blades, things like that. And
How did you turn the thing?
Oh, the grindstone?
Mm-hmm.
You'd do that with your hand, sure. With a handle on it.
Could one person operate the thing?
No, it took 2. One person to turn it while the other one sharpened the instrument or the axe or whatever you was using.
Did y'all keep chickens?
Yes, we had chickens, chicken coops, raised chicken, eggs, and get ready for Christmas, for Sunday dinner, and go out and kill a chicken.
How'd you kill it?
Well, you usually chop the head off on the chop block.
Yeah, all right. Did you have to clean them?
Oh, yeah. Put the hot water on them and pluck them, dress them, get them ready for the table.
What was the most work about taking care of chickens?
I reckon during the spring when there's hatching. We'd have a lot of, we had chickens and guineas, and in the spring when they'd have a gang of small chickens, well, then we'd have to attend to them, especially when it's coming up a cloud or something to keep the chickens from drowning. You'd have to get them in the shed.
You're not very smart, are you?
No, not at all. They'll drown in the rain.
How did you take care of them in the winter?